It is more than a little bit annoying. Anyway, our guest in the studio to kick things off is Senator Ronan Mullins. Ronan, good afternoon
to you. Good afternoon.
Happy Sean. Christmas if it's not too soon for all that kind of stuff.
Happy Advent and Christmas and all of that rolled in together.
Do people say Happy Advent?
It doesn't really trip off the tongue, but there's a feel of it around.
In a sign of the times. You know, my kids always like to get advent calendars.
Yeah.
They didn't know there was such a thing as a religious advent calendar.
That's right. That's right. They're chocolate containers.
They thought they were invented by the Simpsons. More than anything else.
Yeah.
You actually, because we were talking yesterday about Colm Keaveney and Joanna Fianna Fáil. Have you ever been approached by any political parties?
Yes, I was asked by Fine Gael to run in the European elections last time round in Connacht Ulster, our northwest constituency, and I give it the same respectful consideration I'd have given any party's offer, but I decided I'd stay an independent and I didn't run, which is just as well because I'm running as an independent this time in Midlands Northwest.
Yeah.
15 counties, it makes the Camino look about like a picnic. It's Connacht Ulster and half of Leinster, so sorry now to say it, but if there's anybody out there that would like to get involved in my campaign, I'd like to hold myself out as a decent independent candidate in search of friends and funds even.
And when you were considered Fine Gael's approach, what were you taking into account?
Well, I think that I was probably asked because I'm from the west of Ireland, from the neck of the woods yourself, Ahaskra, and I would imagine that they thought that I would be, you know, somewhere between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in terms of my political outlook. Mm. You know, I suppose I'm centre right, and as I say, it's always an honour to be asked, no matter who asks you. And I thought about it, took a bit of advice about it, but to be honest with you, it was fairly clear to me always that I'm an independent. It's the way I go about things. I don't like the party whip and the way it operates in politics, and that would have influenced my decision perhaps more than anything else. Mm.
But though there's a certain comfort, maybe as the wrong word, but there are advantages to being part of a party system. You have an organisation behind you immediately.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm saying to people at the moment, I'm up against the might and the money and the machines of the political party, and they do have might, money and machines. I mean, even a system of electoral funding operates to the of political party funding operates to the benefit largely of political parties. But there's also the fact, I mean, certainly from going around talking to people, and I was in Cavan last night talking to people. I've been in Tullamore within the last week. I'm in Meath tonight, and what a lot of people are saying is you're an independent, good, so it's certainly a good time for independence. There is a disquiet out there about the way political and yet I would defend political parties. I mean, you need a certain coherence in the Dáil, for example, to make sure the budget gets through, but we needn't rehash the whole Lucinda Creighton affair again, but I thought that was a classic example of where political parties that operate the whip too strongly end up doing a lot of damage to democracy, and certainly I think there's a great role at the moment for independent critique. And in the Shannon, there should be even more independent-mindedness because we have that power to delay legislation, not to block it. So the clue is in there that senators should be asking hard questions and not necessarily waiting for instructions from headquarters as to how they should vote.
Hmm. Why run for Europe, Ronan? What's different about Europe? What do you feel you can do in Europe that you can't do in our own Oireachtas or run for a Dáil?
Well, I suppose I wouldn't put it in those terms. I mean, more and more of laws affecting our lives are made at European level, and there is more and more power in the European Parliament. I mean, it used to be the case that the European Parliament was consulted. You know, when the Commission proposes laws, it's the civil service, it proposes and it makes sure European law is enforced. It used to be the Council of Ministers deciding everything, representing the governments of the member states, consulting with the European Parliament. The vast majority of decisions now are matters of co-decision, or what they now call the ordinary legislative procedure. So there's a lot of influence there that European parliamentarians have. It's not government in opposition like we have here at home. You know, MEPs, as you know, are in different groups.
Hmm. Would there be a group in Europe that you would join?
Well, I mean, it's probably an issue that you'd leave till you see do you get elected first. But certainly when I was on the Council of Europe for a year, which is not the EU, it's 47 member states, but I was on the Irish parliamentary delegation for a year in the Council of Europe when the late Tony Gregory died, and I would have worked with people in the EPP, which was the largest group in the Council of Europe, and as you know, I'd certainly have an interest in the EPP, but you know, that's a matter for, you know, you see how you get on just then start talking to people.
Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil?
Fine Gael, we got the German tourists got their deck chair on the beach there and got in with the EPP before any other party.
I was only telling somebody that their Fianna Fáil is just by accident because they were late.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, sorry, yes, but so you know, as you say, the European Parliament does have increased powers. Now. Yeah. How many members are there of the European Parliament?
Well, after the next election, there'll be 751. That's coming down from 766. As you know, there are now 28 member states, including Croatia has come in, but they were reducing the seats anyway in line with Lisbon and all of that. Ireland is losing an MEP, or I should say the 26 counties are losing an MEP. We're going down to 11. Mm. So they've redrawn the constituency boundaries. Dublin will return 3. Munster and the bottom four counties in Leinster, the lowest or most southerly four counties in Leinster, will return 4 MEPs. And then you have this massive Midlands Northwest, you know, which includes Galway, where I'm from, but it includes the three counties in Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, the five counties of Connacht, and Leash, Offaly, Longford, Westmeath, Louthmeath and Kildare, you know, so it's big. And there'll be four seats in that.
Are there, though, as one MEP out of more than 700, what can you do?
Well, I mean, I think that's the challenge that always faces a parliamentarian. I like to turn it around positive and say, well, people know whether people agree with me on issues. They know that I'm not backwards about coming forwards in deciding where I stand for on issues and identifying them. I'm a farmer's son. I come from the heartlands of rural Ireland. Those concerns are very close to my heart. I would want to do my bit. I wouldn't claim to be Superman, but I would want to do my bit to make sure, for example, that resources are allocated fairly, particularly to the advantage of those regions that have suffered most from economic decline. I mean, I come from a part of the country where, you know, people have seen a massive diminution in their services in hospitals, the closure of Garda stations, and of course unemployment and emigration. Only a fool or a fraud would say, elect me and you'll solve all of those problems. Hmm. But I would certainly be, you know, vigilant to see that Ireland would get its fair share, and particularly the region I would represent. The other advantage I'd like to think I have is that I haven't been afraid to be a critic of the EU. I've opposed certain European treaties in the past where I thought that Ireland's freedom to decide social issues in particular was being